This Tech Check briefing is sponsored by Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
I'm Steve Kovac, and this is your CNBC Tech Check briefing. TikTok and its Chinese parent company ByteDance has spent $13 million on lobbying lawmakers in Washington since 2019. That's according to a new report from CNBC.com's Lauren Feiner and Brian Schwartz. The lobbyists have reached out to members of Congress working on legislation to limit or ban TikTok in the U.S., such as Republican Representative Ken Buck of Colorado and Democratic Senator Mark Warner of Virginia. But the lobbying efforts don't seem to be paying off, as there is bipartisan support from the White House on down to ban TikTok unless ByteDance sells the company to a U.S.-based firm. Meanwhile, Huawei reporting its biggest annual decline in profit ever as the U.S. ramps up sanctions on chips made by Chinese companies. Year-over-year profit fell 69% to the equivalent of about $5 billion. But Huawei executives sounded optimistic China's chip industry can be reborn despite those U.S. sanctions, thanks to new breakthroughs in chip-making technology. And speaking of the battle for chip supremacy between the U.S. and China, China announcing a new security review of Micron products. The announcement sent shares of the U.S.-based chipmaker down about 3% on fears it would not be able to sell some of its products in China. China's Cyberspace Administration said the review is meant to protect national security and supply chains. That'll do it from CNBC headquarters. We'll see you back here on Monday.